الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء بعضهم أولياء بعض ومن يتولهم منكم فإنه منهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين صدق الله العظيم Beloved brothers, respected elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in these ayat of Suratul Ma'idah, O those who have brought iman, O those who have believed, don't take the Jews and the Christians as awliya, as friends, as bosom intimate friends. لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء بعضهم أولياء بعض. Some of them are friends of others. They are friends of one another. Some of them are friends of. From many ayat of the Quran Sharif, we learn that justice, good relations, tolerance, kindness, courtesy with Muslims as well as non-Muslims, those non-Muslims who are not fighting against you with regards to your deen, those who are not expelling you from your homes. So these kind of qualities are desirable, something good. So to be kind, antabarruhum wa tuqsitu ilayhim, like the Quran Sharif says, to be kind to them, to be courteous, to be polite, to be just with those kuffar who are not fighting against you, who are not oppressing you, who are not expelling you from your homes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not stop you from that. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking especially with regards to intimate, close alliance and close relationship, especially when you are allying with them and you're becoming allies with them against the ummah and against the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you become very, very close and bosom friends with the enemies of Allah and the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the oppressors of the Muslims. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't take them as intimate, close friends, because some of them are allies of others. They are allies of one another. And they will unite against you. Al-kufru millatul wahida, like it is explained. And Allah Ta'ala then mentions this danger of this kind of intimate, close relationship. Whosoever befriends them. This ayat was revealed with regards to the munafiqeen, hypocrites in Madina Munawwara, like a person by the name of Abdullah ibn Ubay and others. They had allied themselves with the Jews of Madina Munawwara, who were enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they had allied themselves with them. So on the one hand, they pretended to be believers, they pretended to be Muslims as if they were with the Muslims. On the other hand, they were close to the Jews. La ilaha ula wa la ilaha ula, like Allah Ta'ala explains, neither here nor there. They wanted their bread buttered on both sides. They would show one face to the believers and another face to the Jews. So this ayat was revealed with regards to these kind of people and these kind of alliances that they had made. Who befriends them? Allah Ta'ala says, who befriends them like this? فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Then he will be from them. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. If the ambition is not like that, but a person just has a close, intimate relationship, even then, it's something that is not allowed to have intimate, close friendship with those who are Jews and those who are Christians. Because it's mentioned in a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-mar'u ala dini khalilihi, falyanzur ahadukum man yukhali. A man is upon the religion of his close friend. And each one of you should see who he is very close with, who he is very intimate with. If you are going to be in and out of their homes, if they are celebrating Diwali, you are celebrating it with them. If they are celebrating Christmas, you are celebrating it with them. Then now this is now going to be a compromise of your principles. And it's detrimental for your iman. So therefore Allah Ta'ala says, who befriends them, فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ, that he will be from them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Verily Allah will not guide the oppressive people, the zalims, who do this kind of action. Allah Ta'ala further describes the mindset of those munafiqeen, those hypocrites, like Abdullah bin Ubay. Allah Ta'ala says, you will see those in whose heart there is sickness. So it refers to that hypocrisy, the nifaq and hypocrisy that they had in their hearts. You see them, yusari'una fihim. They are rushing towards the enemies. They are rushing to join them. They want to normalize ties with them. They want to join with them. Yusari'una fihim. Why? They say, yakuluna nakhsha an tusibana da'ira. This is their mindset. Within their heart, they say to themselves that we fear that some calamity might afflict us. Naqsha an tusibana da'ira. If we don't make alliance with these enemies of Islam, then we fear some calamity might afflict us later on. Na'udhu billah, these enemies or these Jews will defeat the Muslims. At least we can say we were with you. We were with you from before, so we are safe, we are secure. So they try to play both sides. يَقُولُونَ نَخْشَىٰ أَن تُصِيبَنَا دَائِرَةً. Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَأْتِيَ بِالْفَتْحِ. It is likely that Allah will bring a victory. And Allah Ta'ala did bring the victory at the time of the conquest of Makkah. فَأَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَأْتِيَ بِالْفَتْحِ. It's likely that Allah will bring a victory, make the Muslims dominant. Or أَمْرٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ, or some matter from his side, where the Jews were defeated and they were expelled from Madinah Munawwara because of their treachery to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So perhaps Allah Ta'ala will do this. فَيُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا أَسَرُّوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ نَادِمِينَ. And then these munafiqs will become regretful over that which they had concealed within themselves. That hypocrisy which they had concealed within themselves, they'll become regretful over that, and that's exactly what happened. And then at that time when their screen has been exposed, when it has become apparent that they were munafiqs and they were hypocrites, then the believers will say to the Jews, "Aha ulai alladhina aqsamu bil adiz," the ones who took a qasam in the name of Allah, very firm qasams, that they are with you. Did they actually do that? They will be astonished. How could they have been such traitors to us? And how could they have been so treacherous that they actually took qasam that they are with you? habitat a'maluhum. Now their actions have become in vain, have all been destroyed. They lost dunya, they lost akhirat also. فَأَصْبَحُوا خَاسِرِينَ, and they become from amongst the losers. So after sounding this warning of this, instead of becoming allies, bosom friends, close intimate friends with these Jews and Christians and the enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala addresses the believers, all believers, all those who have iman. Allah Ta'ala says, whoever becomes murtad from you, from his deen, he turns away from his deen. May Allah protect us. And may Allah Ta'ala preserve our iman. The link between this ayat and the previous ayat is glaring and very clear. That if you are going to become intimate friends with Yahud, with Nasara, with the enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is detrimental for your iman. And it can lead to you becoming murtad, na'udhu billah, may Allah protect and preserve our iman. So Allah, whosoever does follow this line and becomes murtad and turns away from his religion. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ, soon Allah will bring another people. يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ, He will love them and they will love Him. He will love them and they will love Him. In other words, by you becoming murtad, by you turning away from deen, it's not going to harm Allah Ta'ala in the least bit. It's not going to harm Islam. Islam will still become dominant. Allah Ta'ala will still prevail. Allah Ta'ala will bring another people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring such people with beautiful qualities. And it's important for us now to look at those qualities that Allah Ta'ala described these other people with, so that we can inculcate these qualities within our lives, because these are qualities beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are such people Allah will bring, He will love them and they will love Him. يُحِبُّونَهُ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. Allah Ta'ala has given us in the Quran Sharif a gauge by means of which we can measure our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow me. Follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ, Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and Allah will forgive your sins. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. So Allah Ta'ala will bring a people, He will love them, they will love Him. So if you want to be true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the only way is to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we have heard many times, and brothers are emphasizing, and it's rightly so, that we should be boycotting the products and the products of the Zionist enemies of Islam. Similarly, our ulama have emphasized also to boycott the culture and the ways of the enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The easy way, easy prescription is make the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam your guide in life. Every aspect of your life, from head to toe, from within yourself, from birth to death, there is guidelines in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every aspect, try to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in that way you will be preserving the culture of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you will be saved from the dangers of the culture of the West or the enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala will bring a people, He will love them, they will love Him. And such qualities they will have, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, they will be soft to the believers. أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, they will be soft, humble, kind, to the believers, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They will have empathy, they will have kindness, they will be soft to the believers. أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. And they will be stern against the disbelievers, meaning the enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. So they will be soft to the believers. So if every one of us adopts this quality of being soft, of humbling ourselves, of tawadu, then this will lead to brotherhood. It will lead to unity in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Harsh, stern against the disbelievers, against the enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Further, Allah Ta'ala describes these qualities of the people He will bring. Allah Ta'ala says, يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They will make jihad in the path of Allah. يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They will strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the quality that Allah Ta'ala wants to see in us, that we have the spirit of jihad. Every believer has to have the spirit of jihad. Every one of us have to have the spirit of jihad and kindle that spirit of jihad. يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Everyone should have that spirit. From young to old, men and women, all should be mujahids and ready for jihad in the path of Allah. We need to bring that spirit alive. An easy way to do this is to study the biographies of the Sahaba. But study the biographies, Hayatul Sahaba, the lives of the Sahaba, and jihad will automatically become part of your spirit. So يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Also make efforts towards it. Physically work towards it. Spiritually prepare yourself. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala for this quality. يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They will strive in the path of Allah. And وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. They will not fear the blame of any person blaming them. They will not fear the criticism of anyone criticizing them. وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. In the past, the enemies, they would call those mujahideen terrorists, and they would blame them, and they would accuse them. But today, things have become very clear. The terrorists, the real terrorists, have been exposed. Allah Ta'ala has exposed who are the true terrorists, who are the true people who are oppressing, who is causing genocide, who are killing the children, who are massacring the women, who is starving the people. So the believers, they make jihad in the path of Allah, and they don't fear the criticism of any critic. وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. They can say what they want to say, but our duty is jihad fi sabili Allah, and our duty is to assist the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those who have these qualities, again, love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, humility to the believers and softness to the believers, sternness against the enemies, jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not fearing the critic of any person criticizing, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ. This is the bounty of Allah. It's a favor of Allah. If Allah ta'ala blesses us with these qualities, we need to ask Allah ta'ala for these qualities. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He gives it to whomsoever He wishes. And Allah Ta'ala is very generous. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah is full of bounty. Allah Ta'ala is very generous. We must beg Allah for these qualities. And Allah is all-knowing who to give these qualities to. In the next ayat, after the previous ayat, where Allah Ta'ala had prohibited us from becoming bosom friends with the enemies, with the Jews, with the Christians, and the enemies of Islam, now in a positive way, then who should you befriend? Who should you be close to? Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Your friend, your guardian, your bosom friend, your intimate friend should only be Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَرَسُولُهُ. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا and those who have iman. But not any believers. Allah Ta'ala says, those who have iman, who establish salah, and they give zakat, وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ and they are humble. In other words, they are practical, pious Muslims. These should be your close bosom friends. Link yourself to them, those who are musallim, those who are musallis, those who are establishing salah, those who are giving zakat, those who have good akhlaq, those who have good qualities. These are those who you should befriend. And if you befriend this group, then Allah Ta'ala concludes the ayat by saying, وَمَن يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, who befriends Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ, then verily the party of Allah, the group of Allah, those who are linked to Allah, they are the ones who will dominate. They are the ones who will be victorious. May Allah Ta'ala make us amongst them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with these beautiful qualities. And may Allah Ta'ala preserve and protect our iman till the time that we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.